Welcome back to Insight on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. Seemingly small acts of kindness can be quite powerful, and a volunteer-led nonprofit knows a thoughtful gift to strangers can bring some joy during some of the most difficult moments in life. The Petal Connection delivers fresh floral bouquets from donated flowers to local hospice patients and seniors. And over the years, they've learned that these arrangements can be life-changing. Jennifer Airy is the founder of the Petal Connection and joins us now. Good morning, Jennifer.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
This is such a wonderful concept. How did it begin?
You know, it really began 11 years ago when my grandmother was in hospice. And if you've ever had someone in hospice, and many of us have, you realize there's not a lot to talk about. You're kind of stuck inside. It's a little bit quiet, a little bit dreary. And we just started bringing in my grandmother's flowers from her yard. We're literally bringing the outside in. And just seeing how it can make a difference, bringing in the beauty, really kind of started the whole movement here in our community. And a friend told me about a similar mission that was going on in Oregon. And we said, a year later, I thought, you know what, this is something we can do, something we can pull off in this community. So we started in my garage, getting donated flowers from local grocers and local events. And just friends, and started pulling together flowers just to spread joy, just so they could make a difference in someone's life.
I think the fact that this began over a decade ago and it's still going strong and this is a volunteer run organization shows that, you know, you're not the only one that has this personal connection to what it is to care for someone in hospice or care for someone in the later stages of their life.
Right. I mean, no one is more overwhelmed than me. You know, it started out as such a small act and it's really just turned into something, like you said, I didn't understand so much of this community needed. So many of our elderly are living longer or in living facilities. And as we all know, through these past couple of years, how isolation affects you, you know, or being thought that everyone forgot you or you're trapped inside. Seniors and facilities and on hospice are very, very lonely. And getting that flower arrangement that comes in and just says, you matter in this world. And just seeing the beauty that is out there that can be shared with others. And I found through, yeah, like you said, we're starting our 10th year, which is just fantastic. Just the ripple effect of, like the nurses tell me, you know, you make our job easier. No one wants to be on hospice. And I remember that with my grandmother. She was not happy, right? And she's like, you gave me that gift that I could bring in and really make a connection. They connect with their patients. You know, they found out they're gardeners, or we have a lot of wives that my husband used to always bring me flowers. We just got a letter the other day said, he was that kind of man. He brought her flowers all the time. And right now he's, you know, on hospice. And she goes, and these flowers start coming in. It's like, he's still bringing me flowers. We're both enjoying them. It was part of our life. And just the difference they make was more than I could even fathom. I guess that's the exciting part of it for us, being that we are about to turn 10 years old, is that the need is great. You know, everyone wants joy. Everyone wants, and especially seniors, they want to know, yeah, I'm not forgotten. And someone remembered me, and in an incredibly beautiful, awesome way. I mean, what we do, I'm super proud of. A lot of people have said, are you giving, you know, dying flowers to dying people? I'm like, oh, no, no, no. I mean, the flowers we get are simply incredible. You know, we love when we get them after like a wedding or an event, which are back, thank goodness. That was kind of a low part when the weddings were canceled, but I mean, they've only been used for a few hours and they're spectacular. And we take them apart and figure out what's good and make these smaller bedside bouquets that the nurses can deliver to their patients, to their families. And it just, like I said, the ripple effect, it touches so many. Our volunteers are just, if you would come into our shop right now, I guarantee you there's music playing and they're on a high with just all of the fun that they have together, knowing that they can do something awesome for someone else.
Yeah. I mean, on the surface, we may be talking about floral arrangements, but obviously it is so much more for those receiving it. Mm-hmm. And as you just said, the volunteers as well, it shapes their own lives. I was reading some of the testimonials. You posted one on Instagram from the Petal Connections Instagram account saying that they're life-changing arrangements because flowers have a way that speak to those who listen. And I love that. Did you always know that flowers in this way could make someone's day and remind them of the joy that can exist during really difficult times?
Yeah. You know, I had no idea, really. My mom was always a florist, so it wasn't, I was familiar with flowers. But this journey that we've been on these 10 years has really been impactful for my life and for everyone. I just had no idea in that how it could change someone's life in such a simple manner. We all tried to do these big, grandiose things, and really it gets down to the little powerful things that really do make a difference, and color. And like I said, beauty of the outside coming in, and really the journey that we've been on has been unexpected and overwhelmingly amazing. And I think it does happen in a community like ours. You know, some people are like, oh, do you want to open one up somewhere else? And I think it really works in our community because of the way the community supports each other. I talk about weddings, but I would say our biggest floral donors are Raley's, Trader Joe's, Whole Foods, Nugget Market. So instead of them throwing their flowers into the trash, they donate them to us. And like I said, we're not giving out dying flowers. There's spectacular flowers we receive, but we really do sort through and make sure they're really, really going to last because we want that beauty to touch them days upon days. But like I said, it's in a community like this, what has really embraced our mission of spreading joy, that I feel like we've had the success and I feel like we can just keep growing. You know, there's really no stopping us because it's never ending. It's, you know, it's always, someone is always in need of some joy. Yeah. And it's pretty exciting.
Yeah, there's always someone that would like some warmth mm-hmm. during trying moments, from loneliness to caretaking to living through a front row seat of a really profound loss. So how does it work? Can you walk us through the steps from when you receive, we know that the flowers are donated, but how do you select the recipients?
Yeah, the recipients. Well, we started with really the one hospice that took care of my grandmother. So we started there originally, and then we started getting more flowers. Got a couple other hospices, and right now we give to 15 different hospice agencies. And because of HEPA, we don't get to deliver them, right? It is that privacy thing. So really, they are the angels that come into our shop. We work Monday through Wednesday. Making sure that we, you know, they tell us about how many people they need, and we donate to them, and they take them to their patients. Like I said, so the nurses, they get to select, and they know, like they say, I know that she's told me her favorite color is purple. And, you know, a nurse has stopped me once in the parking lot, you know, she needs hydrangeas, you know. And then on the other hand, the recipients will call us and say, you know, how did you know? How did you know my grandmother loved hydrangeas? And I'm like, we didn't, you know, they just found, there's so many ways that the flowers are finding the correct people. It's just amazing. And I've just really, we've all just let it flow. The stories are never ending, truly, because there's always some unique way of how they're getting used and how someone is being touched by them. You know, people say, I've had a horrible, horrible day. I don't know, is today the day my person or my loved one is going to pass? And you change that horrible day. And I mean, it's just overwhelming, and it's a reason for us not to stop. But like I said, I think the hardest thing for us to get, which is crazy, is the flowers. We have the volunteer manpower. We have a wait list, which is fantastic and overwhelming. Our volunteers are so enthusiastic, though. We send out jobs to be doing on Fridays, and boom, they fill up because these people want in there, and we can't fit any more new volunteers because we have such a thriving group. And we have more hospice providers that would like more bouquets. There's more love to spread. And really, we get stopped at the flowers. We love it. Like after Valentine's Day, we always said that's our Super Bowl. Everything that doesn't sell. We anticipate after Easter being beautiful. We love like wedding season, but to the point where we even started growing our own flowers during COVID when things were, we knew we didn't want to slow down at all times, especially right then. But we had someone reach out to us and said, what if I start growing new flowers in honor of my mom? I'll never forget that. That's wonderful. I thought, my gosh, it was crazy. So we grow our own flowers in the summer. Really, it sky's the limit. So yeah, it's exciting.
Jennifer, thank you so much for joining us.
You're very welcome. Thanks for having me.
Jennifer Airy is the founder of the Petal Connection. It is a nonprofit volunteer organization who designs fresh floral bouquets from donated flowers to give to local hospice patients as well as seniors. And that is it for Insight today. You can learn more about our guests at capradio.org/insight. You can also subscribe to the Insight podcast on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. If you want to join the conversation, email us at insight@capradio.org. I'm Vicki Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. Have a great Tuesday. We will catch you back here tomorrow.